thank you, fifth and sixth grade class. It was wonderful. And thank you, treble choir. I can't think of a better way to learn the preamble to the Constitution than to learn to sing it. You guys did a really wonderful, marvelous job. So on this very beautiful Sunday, and with a very full group here, I welcome all of you to our service. Very good to have you with us as we gather for worship here on, I say, this very lovely fall day. If you're visiting with us today, either here for the first time or back from a previous visit, we especially welcome you. Hope you come back and see us as often as you can. And if you'd be interested in membership in our congregation, you can stop by, or just want information about us, about our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, stop by our newcomers table as you join us for coffee and conversation in the dining room. On the 16th of November, we will be welcoming new members into our congregation. So if you feel you're at the point where you would like to take that step, please let someone at the newcomers table know so that our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, and myself can be in touch with you. It's very good to see all of you today. I know I want to extend a word of congratulations to John Sayers over here, just named Citizen of the Year for Hollis. John, take a bow. And I want to congratulate all of you for apparently getting your clocks turned back. Nobody came walking in here a few minutes before 9 o'clock wondering where everybody was, which has happened in previous years. But everybody got their clock turned back, which means that our opening hymn, another one of the ones that our music committee has suggested we learn, particularly at this time of year, it's number 54. Now life is blessed. Let's sing that together.